Hello. I want to first by taking a moment to thank my co-authors. I also want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today to hear me talk about my research, which is titled Condom Attitude Concordance of Couples as a Predictor of Condom Use. So this research was funded by Church & Dwight, who is the parent company of Trojan Condoms. I want to first talk about the evolution of condoms and how the first condoms were really promoted to soldiers during the Civil War. And these condoms really just had the primary purpose to serve as a barrier or protection against disease. So there was really no consideration for sexual behavior, desire, or satisfaction in the original design of these condoms. And fast forward to now, we see the recognition of sexual health along with mental health and physical health as important components of an individual's overall well-being. Therefore, sexual satisfaction, desire, and pleasure offer important opportunities for condom promotion. So what do we already know about condom use and sex? Well, we know that condoms are an effective method for the prevention of STIs, HIV, and pregnancy. And we also know that dual method protection remains an important public health concern. Also, condom use remains inconsistent and declines rapidly as the length of relationship increases. So at the beginning of a relationship, the frequency of sex tends to be higher, and this can make condoms inconvenient, such that it can be expensive or it can be a hassle to keep in stock. Also, condom use is a partner-negotiated behavior, and this is nested within gendered power differentials. So sometimes it's the male making the decision to use the condom, or a female, or sometimes it is a joint-made decision. And condom use is most often analyzed as a health behavior within a sociocognitive theoretical framework. So the objective of our study was to test the theory of reasoned action using the concordance of condom attitudes between male and female partners as a measure of subjective norms using data from the couple's sexual experience study. So what motivates individuals to use condoms? Well, the theory of reason action has been shown to effectively predict condom use. And this theory states that behavior is a product of intention. Intention is a function of knowledge, attitudes, and beliefs. Subjective norms also influence intention. And these are an individual's perception of what his or her partner thinks about the behavior. And attitude concordance may serve as a more effective measure of subjective norms in regards to condom use. So here's our conceptual model. This is our theory of reasoned action. And it posits behavior as a product of direct and indirect effects. So an individual's belief and evaluations about a behavior inform their behavioral attitudes. Their normative beliefs inform their subjective norms. And these come together to form an individual's behavioral intention, which influences the actual behavior. So our study came from a larger study titled the Couples Sexual Experience Study, and this was a 15-week-long prospective daily diary study, and the focus of this study was on the use of condom and vibrator products to enhance the quality of a sexual event. It was a randomized control trial, and it contained a control group, a condom group, and a vibrator group. All participants filled out a baseline questionnaire at the beginning, and then the condom group and the vibrator group were given products for 2 weeks. They then had a week off where they were not given a product, and then they were given new products for 2 weeks, and this pattern occurred over the 15-week course. And they all kept a daily diary throughout. And the two main eligibility criteria include participants had to be in a heterosexual relationship, and both partners had to be enrolled in the study. So our study used data from that baseline questionnaire, and this resulted in a sample of 410 participants nested within 205 couples. And our mean age of participants was 28.93 years. So we did a factor analysis, and we saw certain questions grouped together that outlined the concepts from the TRA. However, we did not test all the concepts from the TRA, but the ones that we did look at, we looked at attitudes. So we had a female condom attitude variable and a male condom attitude variable. And this came from two questions. And both these questions were a semantic differential 1-7 Likert scale. And the first question was, I would describe condoms as they decrease sexual pleasure to increase sexual pleasure. And the second question is, I would describe condoms as dull to exciting. So they were both coded in the negative to positive direction, so 1 being the most negative condom attitude and 7 being the most positive. Our behavior condom use was measured through the question, which of the following best describes your past patterns of condom use with your current partner? And this was on a 1-6 Likert scale and ranged from I have never to I always. In subjective norms, this was made up of our attitude concordance variable. However, it was not measured, but it was the statistical process of interdependence, which I will go into more. We did structural equation modeling because our theory of reason action is a structural theory. It also allowed for the assessment of direct and indirect effects, and this was done in Listerl. So we created a TRA for our male partners, and this consisted of male partner condom attitudes and male partner use. And then we also created a TRA for our female partners. So this included female partner condom attitudes and female partner condom use patterns. Our actor-partner interdependence model was our statistical method in which we assessed this interdependence between our two models. And this allowed us to see the direction and magnitude of influence. So we could see where our partners agreed, but we could also see if they disagreed, who had the more positive or the more negative condom attitude. So here is our APIM measurement model of our variables. So we looked at the effect of female partner condom attitudes on female partner use patterns, female partner condom attitudes on male partner use patterns, female partner condom attitudes on male partner condom attitudes, and also female partner use patterns on male partner use patterns, and then also in the other direction, so the effect that the males had on females. And again, our condom attitudes consisted of excitement and sexual pleasure. So here is our distribution of condom attitudes by sex. Majority of both females and males reported a condom attitude falling within category 1, 2, or 3. So majority of participants reported that condoms were dull or that they decreased sexual pleasure. So most of them had a negative condom attitude. And our distribution of condom use patterns by sex, we see a majority of both males and females reporting that they used to use condoms but then stopped, followed by they always use, I almost always, and I sometimes. So we saw a significant and positive relationship between our condom attitudes and condom use patterns. And our APIM of condom attitudes and condom use patterns, the more that a female reported a condom as being exciting or increasing sexual pleasure, there was a 0.48 increase in the probability that the female partner showed consistent condom use. The more that a female partner rated a condom as being exciting or increasing sexual pleasure, there was a 0.43 increase in the probability that the male partner showed consistent condom use. And the more that a female partner rated a condom as being exciting or increasing sexual pleasure, there was a 0.51 increase in the probability that the male partner had positive condom attitudes. And we also saw that female partner use and male partner use patterns were highly correlated. So this results in a chi-square of 2.4, a p-value of 0.3, and a root mean square error approximation of 0.036. So our global fit statistics, we saw a ratio of chi-square to degrees of freedom of less than 4 to 1. Our chi-square is not significant, which indicates that our alternate model fits better than our null model. And our root mean square error approximation is less than 0.06. This is another indicator of goodness of fit. And our local fit statistics, only significant PABs included in the final model, so p-value is less than or equal to 0.05. And our betas are significant, so t-values of greater than or equal to 1.68. So attitude concordance is an interdependence of female and male attitudes. So female attitudes direct male attitudes about condoms. And the more exciting and pleasurable female attitudes are of condoms, the more exciting and pleasurable male attitudes are of condoms. And the more exciting and pleasurable female attitudes are of condoms, the greater the correlation between male and female condom use patterns. And lastly, the more exciting and pleasurable female attitudes are of condoms, the greater the probability of current and consistent condom use patterns reported by the female and male partners. Some limitations of our study. Again, attitude concordance is not a measured variable, but it relies on a statistical cure, so the assessment of interdependence that we looked at between our models. And the curve linear relationship between length of relationship and condom use patterns. So again, typically at the beginning of a relationship, the frequency of sex increases and then tapers off as the length of relationship increases. And piecemeal testing of our TRA variables versus the full TRA model. So again, we only tested some of the constructs from our theory. And generalizability is limited to the study population from which the sample was drawn. And our future research to include APIM of all the TRA variables. So some recommendations. Even though males wear condoms, the influence of female attitudes of condoms are important considerations for condom product development and innovation. And what females consider to be exciting and or pleasurable should be incorporated into the design of condoms. And lastly, condom promotion should target both male and female audiences, but emphasize the ability of condoms to enhance excitement and pleasure during sex. Thank you. Actually, yes. The males, there was no significant relationship between their effect on the females and even the effect of male condom attitudes on male condom use. It was not significant. So. Absolutely. The questionnaire that we had actually did not look into that, unfortunately. We didn't have any information on the whether or not it was a healthy relationship. Yeah, and like the mean length of relationship for our study was a little over 2 years, so we are looking at couples that have been together for a long time, and yeah, that probably plays a role.
Any other questions?